I'm Laura Winters. We begin this Saturday morning with the weather this weekend. Let it snow. New York to see up to 12 inches of snow, while New Jersey and Connecticut expected to get half that amount, around 6 inches, as the Midwest gears up for possible blizzard conditions. Grammy Award-winning singer Michael Bolton, best known for this song, How Am I Supposed to Live Without You, reveals he was diagnosed with a brain tumor and has had immediate surgery before the holidays. In a note to his fans, he says he'll be taking a break from touring to focus on his recovery. Bolton, who is 70, writing on Facebook, "I am now recuperating at home and surrounded by the tremendous love and support of my family." The Supreme Court will take up the Trump Colorado case. The High Court agrees to hear former President Trump's appeal of the state Supreme Court decision in Colorado blocking him from the ballot there. The state court in Colorado ruled 4-3 that Trump engaged in insurrection on January 6th, disqualifying him from serving again under the 14th Amendment. However, whether the riot was an insurrection remains to be seen, plus Trump has never been convicted. This move also puts a pause on efforts by other states to take Trump's name off the ballot. Only the Supreme Court justices can decide the issue now. Oral arguments scheduled to start February 8th, and for more on our top story this January 6th, we turn to USA's Ryan Daniels.
Colorado's Democratic Secretary of State says she believes former President Trump is an insurrectionist, while at the same time likely including his name on primary ballots in that state anyway. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold spoke out, and Griswold is not bound by a Colorado Supreme Court's earlier decision to keep Trump's name off the ballot, at least not yet.
This is USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Turning now to USA Business News, the Dow finished the session Friday higher, up 25 points, the Nasdaq gaining 13, and the S&P 500 up 8 points. In other business news, Ford posting its best sales year since 2020. Even though sales of electric vehicles have slowed down a bit, Ford sales up 7.1% in 2023 compared to 2022, Ford's electric car in the number 2 slot behind Tesla. In other news, family and friends looking for justice in the high-profile murder of Michigan synagogue president Samantha Wall. She was stabbed to death during a burglary in her house back in October. Originally, some thought it was a hate crime, as Wall is Jewish, and this took place right after the Hamas terrorist attack in Israel on October 7th. But Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy has always maintained this was not a hate crime.
We have charged Michael Balonis. He's 28 years old, with the following offenses: homicide, felony murder, that he did while in perpetration or attempted perpetration of a felony, of a larceny, and or a home invasion in the first degree, murder Samantha Wall. There are no facts to suggest that this defendant knew Ms. Walls, and there are certainly no facts to suggest that this was a hate crime.
At the upcoming evidence hearing, scheduled for January 16th, prosecutors expected to present evidence linking the 28-year-old male suspect who's under arrest to the murder, plus call 12 witnesses to testify. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.